I read. We did not track constantly how our life came to take on the shape it did, generated from a million tiny events and encounters. Monday, utter, undelayed to swipe milk out, splash on her fingers squeeze, pink driven, utter in screen, a swaying token. Tuesday, moldy as an abducted mushroom. Wednesday, singled out by a sparrow outside of Iceland. Thursday, night slugs, the house striped with fine white trails. Escort them out of the house on a potato crisp. Friday, oiled with gifts, chuffed leather satchel bossed with silver darts, a cloud of pleasing rain, a long-awaited reunion with a favorite snack. Saturday, mirrored friends emit messages from a star formation. Someday, chew, chew, brown cows in the field, all facing one way. How? The levels of cognizance, seeing things, conceive our eyes to the ledge, join the 6 to 7 million cohorts of high mystery, beguilers of all carnal stenographers. So the tyranny of radiant vision leans back, bathing in vivid historical dreams, the books moss over and over. Knowing things, what finally do we elongate ourselves for? A swoonier, more sublime eraser? Or a more gullible history, longing to loosen wonky airs and voluptuous deficits? Hearing things. Stirred, melted, yielding, orifice always open for business, invasion by unspeakable loss and bliss. Feeling things. Not in ideas, but in feelings. Believing things, text itself, psychic needs, art and culture, beauty, the other, Mia Farrow, standing back, hairlines, knowingness, I, books, style, style. Landish. You read in the news that the Weir sisters are no longer subsidized by the Charity Commission. We must now work overtime to patrol the gates of Hades and ensure the two-headed dog, we forget its name, is fed 4 times a day. or is it twice 2 feet per head? Lest the unhappy from unhappy foreign places, they who have unusually strong powers of flight, jungle into a swarm and knit us all into a complicity of shame and trouble. Is the standing stone worth the skirting by the plough? Should the doses of anxious attention we administer, wittingly or unwittingly, be up for an annual review? A white sheet escapes the clothing line and streaks across the field. You have never seen such a joyful thing. I'll do anything for my baby fig tree. If it presses its hands forlornly against the window pane, wanting to join the yellows and pinks, I'll tear down the whole house with my ungainly hammer. It's true what you've heard. We let our anus run riot. We let our soapbox become a prostate and play golf in yards of unmitigated sun. We boil owl pellets with impunity and insert fingers in sides of rotten fruit and really rummage around in there. Roll on, John, or Jack, or any of you towel-headed boys. Fall back to earth on your air brake outside Aztec soft play. Toss your cares over the transom into Mother Big River. Toss the sun's bright wheel, select all, rename all in our garden, trum, trum, in our garden forsaken. Rogue russet symphony, September's tomato diluvian dream, the blight and the gooseberry full in the song of the oyamel. Floating world. If I want the birds to drop dead from the trees, the birds will drop dead from the trees. Don Lope de Guerre. After you were gone, the whole thing came to grief, and we wandered the edge of the exposed shore once covered in ice extending out to sea. We put our hands in the center of the crown and felt gently for the tightly closed fronds, but they would not go through the charade of appearing to reveal themselves. We cried, calling out like old trees and useless flower. Is there anything that pursues or desires to obtain pain of itself? Because do not circumstances occur in which toil and pain can procure some great pleasure, such as a log of wood or a sudden rolling on top of a dead codex? You have the peculiar charm of an instrument constantly in active work, this the shoemaker doll in a window hammering one shoe forever. You are some kind of content inside parentheses that hallucinates and speaks. Come hither to the land of membrane, city digesting everything before the raid, tabling the decision to lay gently under the bracken, an opus selected for tarrying. I would not that you should be ignorant. We are under the same cloud, passing through the sea, eating all the same spiritual meat and drink. It is becoming. A drum high up on a telephone pole gets hit by a wind, back and forth. Let the merry bugs in the bush call night closer. I promise to hear them even 40 years on. Whale skin on the beach ruched to sand, an organ peering out from a gaping hole studded with flies. A human has skin, but an animal has hide. I wish it to be. It is becoming. And now from its hands, it gives out a sound. The next poem I'm going to read twice. By likeness. Passing through the menu, buttering old bets. You and them and the silent parsley. Music is flesh juice, is a kind of two-seam milk. Believe me when I tell you that nothing is full savory. You broach glib and ordinary questions. You are pressing them into service. Biscuits, blue peppers, previous beans. It's like consuming blind without any sign from the baker. Peace is lemon thin because the mouth is always sprouting. Human yourself better, not by ability, but by likeness, a fair cut down to shape. I know your work, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you would be cold or hot. I am searching for information recognizable as change.
Passing through the menu, buttering old bets. You and them and the silent parsley. Music is flesh juice, is a kind of two-seam milk. Believe me when I tell you that nothing is frozen. You broach glib and ordinary questions. You're pressing them into service. Biscuits, blue peppers, previous beans. It's like consuming blood without any sign. Peace is lemon thin, because the mouth is always rotten. Human yourself better, not by ability, but by likeness, a fair cut down to shape. I know your work, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you would be cold or hot. I am searching for information, recognizable as change.
For certainly all men are in the clutches of a dread. Oh no, it's crazy, yeah. For certainly all men are in the clutches of a dread, beholding many things take place in heaven overhead, or here on earth, whose causes they can't fathom. They assign the explanation for these happenings to powers divine. Nothing can be made from nothing. Once we see that so, already we're on the way to what we want to know. Lucretius. Ex nihilo. During the journey, the lights broke and everyone was happy. We hurtled through the night and shadows raced across our tables and faces. It felt good, like we were getting away with something. Nest for needlemouse. Happy and love, that is everything. Remember not to be complacent, but not. But what want? In a minute, do the dishes. Wash hair in the sink. Flesh nog. Remembrance of a piece of flesh protruding from the underside of a pig's chin. Peace, Lily. A shy face, being so small and delicate. This was my girl, her empty shell. Kitty in the city. who one is when the constitutive elements of self are stripped away, i.e. jobs, belonging, habitation. It is a nourishment to speak without thinking. Is this kitty is now the perennial question, because comfort of a home, just the loneliness of being out here without the robust attachment of familiars. Is it a particular language of thought which receives and gives nourishment? Cattle market. Pixelated oysters star in a film, being shucked. A milking stool did not sell for £10, nor £5. The butcher announces his goods from a stall set up as a stage. This lamb shank is as tender as a... Pale and interesting. A mushroom emerges in the wan light, moving aside a piece of mulch. The unbelievable world, built on the backbone of enormous trout. Bird on a post triggers to flight. In the morning, draw from the fund of an old dream. A set piece. A voice shoots out, cutting through the haze of sleep. It's a feeling out, afraid and wanting to know its dimensions. Is it filling a box, or is the space endlessly expansive? Evening fast out the window. A wide, flat valley. Cows walk in a straight line along the field. Green, yellow-green, dark green. An orange windsock stiff in the breeze. An airport. Things we ate. There was a gardener in my family. Actually, he was my father. He grew rare vegetables. They looked very ageless. He said if vegetables could speak, they would have a long story to tell us. Always pleasing this quarter sun. Trains follow trails do, as hands do on a rail in the dark, or an eagle poised to hunt dogs, its eye distilled to a point cresting the hill. A man carrying a sack is reaching for a grape. What kind of day is this? What moment? Pain shows clover rushing, so fast the rushing is still. Pain is cool against cheek. A pebble, a romantic, a shovel, a branch, a trough before a rose, a line in a box, tan, peat, a wood scarred fauve, fronds, they take note of the passing. Greenness, a carpet grows, is pressed as a rose or a sweet pea. All attention is here, where bursting is good, choosing fast in foam and ash, the bright souvenir expanding, a moment disinterred. Okay, this is my last poem. Thanks for bearing with me. Obag. The city is a body ringing itself with sound. Two voices, three in clarion getting louder, carrying down the street. Remind yourself of death each time an elevator opens, as the song that implores in 4-4 the watch to be turned face down. Pain is always circumscribed in music's sweetness, calling origin and disappearance of sound. Is the city then not a stance against the contingency of ends, dorming everything before the raid? Tarrying in the opus, food everywhere spilling out, gleaming globes of fruit, white silver starlights garlanding the street. Also, a churn to cream wealth, the highest botching of an earlier wood, of flesh seared insensate. Do you live the things or observe them? What voice effusive and quick, thin and coercing. From door or window to the sleeping city, what must you sing? Thank you.